We understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Country fans, are you ready? Just drop those boots and state the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
But then, February 3rd, a dirt bag from Kyrgyzstan driving a 18-wheeler crossed into oncoming traffic, State Road 67 near the Ohio border, killing 50-year-old Henry Eicher, his two sons, Mino 25, Paul 19, Simon Gilrod, age 23, all members of the Amish community from Bryant, Indiana. The driver of the truck resides in Philadelphia. He entered this country in 2023 on Biden's CBP1 cell phone app, under which nearly 1 million illegal aliens seeking asylum, whether legitimate or not, or seeking humanitarian relief, crossed the border. Now, Trump, to his credit, deactivated the app on his first day in office. Boom, just no longer works. That deadly collision on February 3rd is just the latest in a string of recent high-profile wrecks involving illegal alien truck drivers. Harjeet Singh, an Indian national here illegally, he tried to perform a U-turn in the middle of the Florida Turnpike near Fort Pierce, Florida, back in August. He instantly killed three Florida residents traveling in a minivan. He subsequently failed an English proficiency test that was given by the investigators after the incident. Why? If you take what I talked about in the last hour with no-go zones, and you add to it the story I'm going to develop this hour, don't you stop and ask yourself, where do we go? Who do we blame? And who do we demand action from? Well, we'll get to that. But I want you to think about how you, driving with your family or alone, doesn't make any difference to me, driving down I-25 in Denver, I-70, you're driving the 10 in California, you're driving I-95 on the East Coast, and you're passing or constantly being passed by these tens of thousands of pounds, 18-wheelers. And we're giving them commercial driver's licenses? In spite of the Trump administration saying you cannot do that? Now, both of these guys that I just described, in Indiana and in Florida, they had gotten what's called a non-domiciled commercial driver's license, which several states issue to foreigners who don't meet the residency requirements, but they claim different kinds of immigration status, including asylum. For example, Singh had gotten a non-domiciled CDL from the state of Washington, even after flunking the written portion of the test. He received a non-domiciled CDL from the state of Pennsylvania back in 2025. Would not expire until 2029. That's a time period longer than it takes to settle most asylum claims. Now, they're both currently in ICE custody facing criminal charges and, of course, deportation. Shannon Everett, who's the co-founder of the American Trucker United, says that the recent tragic crash in Indiana, which claimed the lives of four innocent individuals, was entirely preventable. These drivers, Shannon says, often lack adequate training, qualification, or thorough vetting under federal standards. Every day that such noncompliant operations are permitted on America's roadways increases the risk of further devastating incidents and the tragic loss of American families. Okay, so what are we doing about it? This is what drives me nuts about the situation we're in today. We are in a battle to unwind, because we're now seeing the detriment of unfettered immigration into this country by people who have no intention of assimilating. Oh, they want jobs, and they're going to get a job no matter what. No matter what, a commercial driver's license, and you don't speak English? How? How does that happen? The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, which is a sub-agency under the Department of Transportation, it is the one sub-agency that is tasked with overseeing trucking safety standards. According to their estimates, 200,000 non-domiciled CDLs, commercial driver's licenses, are active in circulation. Now, some states don't even track the number of non-domiciled CDLs issued. So the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration filed a proposal last month that would require every state to, quote, retain all documents involved in the licensing process for non-domiciled commercial license and commercial driver's license holders for a period of no less than 2 years. So while the initial purpose of a non-domiciled CDL was to allow a U.S. resident with a CDL in one state to apply for a license in another state, what happened instead? Well, several states, mostly blue states, started extending that offer, which was meant for American citizens, English-speaking American citizens. They started extending it to foreigners. Craig Fuller, the CEO of FreightWaves, that's a trucking industry data company, wrote this in October of 2025. This licensing category expanded to include non-U.S. residents, sometimes even without proper work permits. This evolution went beyond the original intent, creating a situation in which licenses were issued to individuals who may not have met all legal requirements for employment in the United States. Before I get into more details about the story, you know, I like to simplify things, in my own head anyway. We know who they are. If there are 200,000 non-domiciled CDLs in active circulation, those 200,000 names exist in a database somewhere, either at the state level, federal level, or both. Right now, the president should issue an executive order that says, pull every single name and revoke every single license. Right? I'll be right back.
This month, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with American Wireless Company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American Wireless Company that is truly unprecedented. Pure Talk.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. On your podcast app, if you'd like to listen to the program later, subscribe to the podcast. Search for this program titled The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit that subscribe button. Leave a 5-star review because that helps us with the algorithm. And then that will automatically download to your app all 5 days, the weekday program and the weekend program. So please do us a favor and go subscribe to the podcast. So there's a trucking watchdog website called Overdrive. They did an investigative report that's based on open records requests that they sent to all 50 states. And it supports those findings about 200,000, non-conforming CDL driver's licenses all over the country. Every single state, blue and red, showed an increase. And in some cases, the increase was pretty dramatic. For example, all of the 1,403 non-domiciled CDLs issued by the state of Indiana last year went to non-U.S. citizens. Now, in Oregon, only 11 non-domiciled CDLs were issued in 2020, but by 2024, that number had gone all the way up from 11 to 382. Now, the FMCSA regulations require that a non-domiciled CDL seeker needs to present an unexpired employment authorization document that's issued by U.S. Customs and Immigration Services or an unexpired foreign passport that has an approved I-94 form. Without that, you can't work. So how are they working? You see, once again, it goes back to we didn't need a bunch of new immigration laws. We simply needed a new president to enforce the laws. I would suggest that here, while I recognize that Trump and Sean Duffy have taken some efforts to correct this, I think it's time for some radical efforts. Written tests in many states are given in both English and Spanish. But the field test is federally mandated to be performed in English only. For example, Texas, their Department of Public Safety, they're the licensing agency in that state. They offer the written test in both English and Spanish, but it prohibits the use of interpreters during the driving portion of the exam. Okay, I'd say, for Texas, you went kind of half-ass. That's kind of okay. I think if you're going to get a commercial driver's license, that you ought to be able to pass a written English test and a driving test. I think offering a written test in Spanish accomplishes what? Well, you might know just enough to be able to read signs or to follow instructions from an examiner, but I don't want just barely. I want drivers of these monstrous vehicles to understand fully and comprehend fully the English language. So last month, as I say, I'll give some credit here. The Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, started a multi-state operation last month. They removed from the highway at least 500 truckers over a 3-day period that failed field proficiency tests. Now remember, we have 200,000 non-compliant CDL drivers over a period of about a 3-day period. They got 500 of them off the road. I call that a good start, but you got to keep going. Now that of course raises questions as to whether states are even following their own rules. Because you can find social media videos everywhere that regularly show truck drivers struggling to understand basic questions from cops and even from fellow truckers. And I'm beginning to believe that many state licensing agencies must be corrupt. Last year, law enforcement authorities in Florida exposed a bribery ring that caught DMV employees accepting cash from illegal aliens in exchange for both commercial and passenger driver's licenses without taking required tests. That bribery ring operated for a two-year period. The operation involved at least $120,000 in bribes paid to brokers and DMV employees who then issued hundreds, if not at least 1,000, unlawful licenses, according to Sheriff Tommy Ford in Bay County, Florida. He said, putting untested, unqualified drivers, especially those with commercial licenses, on our roads is an unacceptable risk to every family in this state. No feces, Sherlock. But that assumes that they only drive in your state. If you have a CDL, you can pretty much drive, well, you can't even with a passenger's driver's license. Pretty much just drive anywhere. We don't ask for your driver's license when you cross the state line. Interestingly, I shouldn't say interestingly, frighteningly, some states and the appellate court in D.C. are fighting to keep the status quo. What is wrong? Have we become so politically correct? Are we so afraid of being called discriminatory or racist or anti-immigrant? Or I don't care what the crap you call me. I don't care. I don't want someone who is illegally in the country to begin with, and or, even if they're here legally, they can't speak or understand or read English. I don't want them to have a commercial driver's license. I don't want them to have a regular passenger license. But some states and some courts are fighting to keep it that way. So in response to all these rising concerns over the illegal aliens getting CDLs, particularly in the aftermath of Biden's, you know, let's just throw the gates open, Secretary of Transportation announced a nationwide compliance audit last June. He asked the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Agency, he tasked them with examining state procedures for issuing non-domiciled CDLs in order to identify and stop any patterns of abuse and ensure federal standards are being met across the country. Now, I know from personal experience that the bureaucracy works slowly. But this is not one of those things where you can work slowly. You've got to do it with speed and, of course, accuracy. But if that means additional personnel, additional money, well, that's what I want my taxes spent on. The results? Well, hang on. I'll tell you the results coming up next. Don't go away.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. 800-444-2013.
Ready to feel healthier this year? Find everything you need at LoseWeightNow.co. Orderly Meds gives you access to proven GLP-1 medications at a lower cost, backed by real medical professionals. And yes, they ship in discreet, private packaging. Because it's nobody's business how you're improving yourself. And your journey deserves dignity, privacy, and confidence. Get started today at LoseWeightNow.co. Individual results may vary. Visit LoseWeightNow.co and get started today. That's LoseWeightNow.co.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit MandinasCabinets.com.
planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue poultry feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at GrangeCoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle: shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters, your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So what trends do you anticipate will shape the real estate market in 2026 based on what you've seen in late 2025? And how should buyers and sellers adjust their strategies accordingly?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean. And I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to readinghomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
May take a little extra time. May cost a trucker a little of extra time, but even if you're a legitimate truck driver, wouldn't you rather be part of the solution and say, yeah, I'll spend the extra time, and here, you can compare, here's my CDL, and you can compare it against the database. And if that takes an extra, I don't know, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, I mean, I just don't know. But whatever it takes, yeah, let's do that. Or Gilbert 5678, Michael, after Trump mandates the revocation of non-domiciled CDLs held by illegal aliens, there should be a reduction of $100,000 to highway fund for everyone caught with a still valid license after that date. With no financial penalty, the licenses will continue. I totally disagree with that. You know why? $100,000? That's nothing. For the highway fund money that states get, I say put a minimum of $1 million on there. If you want to resend that text message and increase it to $1 million, then I'll say, okay, good, let's go with that. 9798, great point. This non-English speaking truck driver killing four people is a perfect example where we should be using one of the left's mantras. If it just saves one life. Yep. How many Americans have died in similar scenarios and or from illegals? Far too many. Yeah, exactly. Look, if you think that we're being too intrusive, if it saves just one life, what are they going to say to that? 6669 writes, do you think that Uber drivers and Lyft drivers and rideshare drivers should have to follow the same and be able to speak English? I do. I got in an Uber, must have been last week, not this past week, week before. And Carlos, I remember his name was Carlos, and I got in. And, you know, he says, you know, to make sure it's me, hello, Michael. And I said, hello, Carlos. And he turned around and we start off and I'm on my iPad doing something. And I made some comment about, because I know they have their, you know, they have their phones and they, you know, Uber provides them with the route to take. And I said, I know they're going to tell you to turn here, but I promise you if you go a certain direction, it'll save a little bit of time and you'll miss some traffic. It'll be easier to get onto the freeway. He just turned and looked at me. I don't think he understood what I was saying. So, and I made a note of that. And when we got out, when we finished, I said something about, I didn't just say thank you, because I figured he probably knew what thank you meant. But I said something about, really good ride, thanks for getting me here on time or something. You know, I made some, couple of sentences, just to see if there was any acknowledgement. Silence. Total silence. I don't think that he understood English. Maybe a little bit, but not conversational. And let's see. Somebody I thought just... No, that's it. But I would agree, let's charge the highway fund. Let's dock them, but let's dock them by $1 million. Otherwise, we're probably wasting our time. So back to what's going on with the drivers. So as I said before, Overdrive, this watchdog site, did an open records request to all 50 states. And every single state, both blue and red, showed an increase in the issuance of non-domiciled CDLs. So while they are taking some action, I don't think they're taking enough action. So I told you that Sean Duffy asked the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Agency to do an exam, an audit. Asked for this audit last June. They were tasked with examining state procedures for issuing non-domiciled CDLs in order to, quote, identify and stop any patterns of abuse and ensure federal standards are being met across the country. So the results. The results of the audit came in, and I have to tell you, they are disappointing. They're frightening. It determined that several states, including California, Colorado, of course, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Texas, Washington State, were violating federal law in issuing non-domiciled CDLs. So he did threaten to withhold federal highway funds for states that refused to come into compliance. Now, the state of California, of course, where an illegal truck driver from India caused a major pileup on the San Bernardino freeway last October, killing three innocent people, they revoked 17,000 non-domiciled CDLs in response to Duffy's threat. Well, hate to say it, but good for Gavin Newsom in California. That's a good start. Keep going. Then Duffy announced just this week that an audit of Illinois Secretary of State's office revealed that at least 20%, one-fifth, of all non-domiciled CDLs were issued unlawfully. Now, the CDL seekers did not furnish the required documents, and some Secretary of State employees issued the CDLs that extended beyond the illegal aliens' documented work authorization. And I would just put in parentheses, to the extent that those papers were even legitimate, how many of those work authorizations that they printed and showed to the Secretary of State's office were legitimate in the first place? You see, this is where audits on the surface can be good, but if you don't go beyond just the surface level and really look at the papers themselves, you may not be doing anything. You may not be accomplishing anything. So to claim that, you know, hey, in Illinois, not bad. Well, Illinois has 30 days to come in compliance, or they will risk the loss of $126 million in federal highway funds. Again, I think that's a good start. Now, the Secretary of State in Illinois, Alexei Genolius, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, indicated in a statement that he's going to challenge the findings. Anything. You know, rather than just accept them and start complying, you want to challenge the findings? This is the lawfare that continues, whether, you know, it was originally the Russia, 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 it continues today. But it continues in a different form. The feds come in and do an audit. Now, if you have a legitimate reason to question the audit, I don't care. You can do that. But that's not what he said. He said that he's going to sue the over the findings. That's lawfare. So then Duffy also narrowed the category of illegal aliens that are eligible to receive non-CDLs. In September, he issued what's called an emergency interim final rule. In that rule, it permits non-domiciled CDLs only for those that have H-2A agricultural worker visas, or H-2B temporary non-ag work visas, or E-2 treaty investor visas. And he says, quote, this interim final rule closes gaps in how states issue passenger driver's license or commercial driver's licenses to individuals from outside of the United States. It tightens eligibility, strengthens safeguards, and makes clear when these licenses must be canceled or revoked, delivering a more secure system and safer roads for all Americans. Okay. Sounds not bad. I mean, sounds okay, right? Doesn't sound too bad. Are you ready? A 3-judge panel of the District of Columbia Circuit Court of Appeals put a hold on that proposal in November in response to a petition for review filed by 2 public employee unions and a DACA owner-operator. So while 2 Democrat appointees downplayed the risk posed by non-domiciled CDL drivers, Judge Karen Henderson, appointed by George W. Bush, who, my old boss, who is a frequent critic of the Trump administration, strongly disagreed with her colleagues' views, saying it should go without saying that our nation's roadways are safer the fewer people there are operating 18-wheelers, buses, and delivery trucks with an unchecked driving history. Give her credit for at least dissenting. She went on to say that FMCSA also backed that common sense proposition with facts, citing 5 recent fatal crashes caused by foreign domiciled CDL licensed drivers, 3 of whom had previously received citations for speeding or failing to obey traffic signals, and another who had failed his initial CDL skills test for similar offenses. Why are they on the road? Why weren't they stopped then? You know, you can only wonder whether the lives of those Amish men, Henry Eicher, his 2 sons, Simon Gilrod, we can only wonder whether they would have been spared had the court not intervened to stop immediate implementation of Duffy's rule. But this is where the Trump administration faces headwinds everywhere they turn. It's almost as if, and I actually believe this, Democrats, the deep state, the bureaucrats, they want this. This is what they want. They are so infused with hatred of anything that conservatives or Trump or libertarians want to do to make the country safer. They want the chaos because they believe that eventually all of those chaotic drivers that don't know how to vote, that don't know how to write, speak English, don't know how to obey traffic signals, traffic signs, or anything else, they'll vote Democrat. And that's all they care about. I'll be right back.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
It's tax season, and at LifeLock, we know you're tired of numbers. But here's a big one you need to hear. Billions. That's the amount of money in refunds the IRS has flagged for possible identity fraud. Now here's another big number. 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it guaranteed. One last big number. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com for the threats you can't control. Terms apply.
Experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus a melody from My Fair Lady featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/event.
Ready? Online marketing. Winning online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. Winning online.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Yeah.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. As usual, I want to make sure everybody understands, knows how much I appreciate everybody tuning in on the weekend, either listening to the podcast, listening to us live. Be sure, you know, if you have a chance sometime and you can reach out, email your affiliate, tell your affiliate how much you appreciate them carrying the program, and tell your friends about what we do on Saturdays. Share the podcast with them or share the preset for KOA during the weekday to listen out of Denver for the weekday program. But I do appreciate everybody tuning in and listening. At the end of that last segment, I talked briefly about how this whole thing with non-compliant CDLs and these dangerous drivers on the road and how some states, some DMVs, and even some federal courts are doing everything they can to prevent what should be a clear public safety mandate that you would think, can we get agreement on one thing? Can't we, you know, Rodney King, can't we all just get along here? Can we just agree that one thing we want are truckers driving those mammoth things down the highway that know how to read and speak English, know how to read the traffic signs, can communicate with inspectors or state troopers or anybody else they come in contact with? Can we at least agree on that? And apparently we can't, because groups are suing to stop Secretary of Transportation Duffy from enforcing these rules. Well, I have a theory. And the theory is pretty simple. And that is that losing future elections in, at least in the minds of Democrats, is not an option. Now, I don't think losing future elections is an option either. I don't want to lose future elections. But Democrats will punish anybody they deem to have collaborated with the currently democratically elected government. Top Obama official Susan Rice says it openly as she attempts to intimidate non-government entities, explicitly including law firms, universities, the media, the cabal, large corporations, big tech, into making a show of opposing Trump. She says if these corporations think the Democrats, when they get back in power, are going to play by the old rules, they've got another thing coming. And then she growls, this leftist thug, there will be an accountability agenda. And she says that punishment will largely be inflicted by a favorite liberal soft tyranny tactic, economically crippling lawfare. This is not, she says, going to be an instance of forgive and forget. I got to tell you, these people are scary. This next election, the midterms, could be our last if they consolidate control, if they gain control of the House and the Senate, and we have any vacancies on the court, the Supreme Court, and Trump has to modify somewhat to at least get somebody appointed because we've lost control of the Senate, we're in big doo-doo. She makes no bones about where she stands.
But when it comes to the elites, you know, the corporate interests, the law firms, the universities, the media. I agree with you, Preet. It's not going to end well for them. For those that, decided that it was, you know, that they would act in their perceived very narrow self-interest, which I would underscore is very short-term self-interest. And, you know, take a knee to Trump. I think they're now starting to realize, wait a minute. You know, this is not popular. Trump is not popular. What he is doing, whether on the economy and affordability or on immigration now, is not popular. And that there is likely to be a swing in the other direction. And they are going to be caught with more than their pants down. They're going to be held accountable by those who come in opposition to Trump and win at the ballot box. And I can tell you, Preet, you know, as I talk to leaders in Washington, leaders in our party, leaders in the states, if these corporations get power, are going to, you know, play by the old rules, and say, oh, never mind, we'll forgive you for all the people you've fired, all the policies and principles you've violated, all you know, the laws you've skirted. I think they've got another thing coming because, you know, just like when Trump thought, okay, I'll redistrict and the Democrats won't have the guts to play hardball. They're going to be surprised. Democrats have had a bellyful. And we're not going to play by, you know, the old set of rules when these guys are playing by a very different set of rules. We're going to play by the law, but we're not going to violate the law the way they do, but we're not going to be suckers. And so I think, you know, whether you're a law firm, whether you're a university, whether you're a media entity, or whether you're a big corporation, whether you're big tech, you need to play a long game, not this short game that has been so detrimental. There will be an accountability agenda. You know, companies already are starting to hear they better preserve their documents. They better be ready for subpoenas. If they've done something wrong, they'll be held accountable. And if they haven't broken the law, good for them. If they've done the right things, good for them. That also will be noted and remembered. But, you know, this is not going to be an instance of, you know, forgive and forget. Right. The damage that these people are doing is too severe to the American people and to our national interest.
Wow. Okay, Susan Rice. Threat received. Threat acknowledged. Challenge accepted. Because neither are we going to back down. I fully intend, and I think that we can win the midterm elections. We can defy history come this November. And I think Trump is focused on that. And I think he'll do everything he can to go out and campaign to keep the House and to maintain the Senate. And then we will move on to the 2028 presidential election and we'll keep turning this ship of state around. Don't give up yet. The fight is still on. Thanks for tuning in. Everybody have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
When was the last time you watched your home movies?
Disasters strike unexpectedly. Every year, American families lose the one thing they'd run back into a burning building for, their family's memories. Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Adam. We started Legacy Box to help save your family's most important recorded moments so you don't have to worry.
Load Legacy Box with your old movies, film reels, and shoeboxes of photos.
We work our digitizing magic, converting those memories right to the cloud so they're safe and accessible forever.
It's fast, we always send your originals back, and it's done right here in the USA.
Over a million families have trusted Legacy Box. Better Homes and Garden, Real Simple, and Inc. Magazine are all talking about Legacy Box.
New York Times columnist David Pogue says, "Have them digitized. I wish I'd done it sooner." Take action. Save your family's memories today with Legacy Box.
Go to legacybox.com/keepsake to get an incredible 50% off your Legacy Box. That's legacybox.com/keepsake for 50% off while supplies last. Legacybox.com/keepsake.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.